Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Bava Kamma, and we are holding at parak Yud, Mishnah Bey. So it says in the Mishnah, Notim Mochsen es Chamaru v'Nosel Chamar Echer. If, let's say, the tax collectors took away your donkey and they gave you another donkey in its place, Kasul Listim es Ksuso v'Nosel Ksus Acheres. If highway robbers stole your clothing and they gave you some other item of clothing in its place, Harei L'Shalo, you're allowed to keep them. Neshabali Mesiash Man. Even though, obviously, where did they get this Chamar that they're giving you? Where did they get this clothing that they're giving you? They stole it from somebody else. But you can assume that the original Bailim were Miyaish, so it's Yeush and Shinu Rishus, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. Hamatzil min anaro min agayus min alistim, where someone is saving something from a river, or from an army, or from listim, from highway robbers. Im nisyashua Bailim areil shalom. So if the Bailim was Miyaish, and he doesn't ever expect to get them back, then the guy who saved them, this was called Zuto Shalyam, the guy who saved them, is allowed to keep them, because the assumption is that the Bailim was totally miyaish and never being able to get it back. Someone found group of bees, a swarm of bees that came into the property. If the original owner of that swarm of bees gave up hope on it, so you're allowed to keep it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Ne'emen es isho katan lomer mikan yatsa nechil zeh. An isho or katan is believed to say that this swarm of bees came from this particular location, and therefore they know who the original owner is. So even though they're not kasha le'edus, but this is a takana midirabanan that we're going to believe them about this. About who it actually belonged to. You could trespass on someone else's property to save your swarm of bees. But when you do that, if you damage the other guy's property, you have to pay for that damage. You're not allowed to do is you can't cut off a branch of the other guy's tree in order to get your swarm of bees back. They may be hiding in the branch, but you can't cut off that branch. Even if you're cutting it off, thinking, okay, it's worth it for me, I'll pay whatever the damages are, right? You're not allowed to go over to somebody's car, for example, with a sledgehammer and a checkbook and smash his car and then pay for it. So over here, you're not allowed to go and damage a guy's tree, even with the plan of paying for it. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer, Af Kotzitz v'Nosein Asadamim. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rosha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka says, no, you are allowed to cut off the branch of the tree and pay for it later on. That this was a takana that was made, that it's an understanding in order to be able to function, in order to be able to get your bees back, that you're allowed to do things like this. Mishnah Gimel, Hamakir Kelov Usvarav Biaracher. If you see your Kelim or your Svarim in someone else's possession, V'yatzal Hashem Gneva Bi'ir, and there was a word that there was some stolen property about this guy who's holding on to about you, that you had stuff stolen from you, but the guy, you go over to the guy and you tell him, listen, that's my shirt, and he says, nope, I don't know what you're talking about, I bought it from so-and-so from a reputable place. So the guy who bought it has to return exactly what it was and swear to him how much he paid for it, and he takes that amount from the guy who's making the tain of him love. But if there's no reason to believe that there was any stealing going on, there hadn't been rumors prior to this that this guy had been the victim, lo kalei menu, then the guy who's being toveya isn't believed to say that something that someone else is in possession of belongs to him. We have every right to assume that the original owner sold it to somebody else, and this guy bought it from that somebody else, and therefore we should not believe him. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis we had said that if tax collectors take your donkey and give you another one, or your shirt and give you another piece of clothing, you're allowed to keep it, because we assume the original Bailim were Miyaish. A similar situation of Yish is if you save something from invading troops or highway bandits or a flooding river, and the Bailim was Miyaish, you're allowed to keep those items. And then we started talking about a swarm of bees, that if the Bailum were Miyayish and there's a swarm of bees, you're allowed to keep it. But Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that an Isha or a Katan is believed to say where that swarm came from, and you're even allowed to trespass into your neighbor's property in order to save your swarm of bees. But if you do damage in doing so, you're going to have to pay for that. And then we had a Machlokas, are you allowed to cut down a branch where your swarm of bees landed, Almanas, that you're going to pay for it? And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you see your Kalim or your Svarim in someone else's possession, and there had previously been rumors that you were a victim of theft, so then the lokeach would swear how much he paid for it, and he'd give you back your kelim and your svarim, but you'd have to give him the money for it. Otherwise, we wouldn't believe you. If there was no previous rumor that you had been stolen from, then you wouldn't be believed at all. We would just assume that you had sold the items to somebody else, and this guy innocently bought them from that somebody else. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalit.